From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. The South Florida Water Management District is teaming up with Florida International University to study nitrogen in the Caloosahatchee River. WGCU's Topher Forges reports.
The study will examine the interplay between nitrogen and a range of naturally occurring bacteria in the water. South Florida Water Management District senior scientist Cassandra Thomas says previous testing showed most of the nitrogen in the Caloosahatchee is in a form called organic nitrogen. She says bacteria has a tougher time with this type of nitrogen.
Some of forms of organic nitrogen include DNA. Ammonic acid. So they're a lot more complex. They're bigger molecules, and it takes a lot more to break them down.
Florida International University researchers will take water samples along the Caloosahatchee to see what the bacteria does with the nitrogen. The study is one component of the district's plan to develop a new type of what are called stormwater treatment areas, or STAs. STAs are wetlands designed to remove nutrients from the water that flows through it. Water managers had success crafting STAs that remove phosphorus. Now, they're focusing on nitrogen. Nitrogen is a fertilizer that can lead to algal blooms. The study will cost $200,000 and is expected to last until early 2016. Topher Forges, WGCU News.